弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
上周五我们一起读了帖前第二章。
Last Friday night we were studying the second chapter of the first Thessalonians.
在第十七节，保罗告诉他们。
In verse 17, Paul told them.
弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别。
Oh brothers, we are orphaned by being separated from you temporarily.
是面目离别，但是心里却不离别。
In person.Not in thought.
他极力地想往那里去，能够与他们见面。
And he was trying every effort so that he can see them again.
有弟兄就用这一节来讲到这些日子我们里面的一个心情。
And while we're studying this chapter, some brother mentioned that this verse really describes how we feel these days.
是面目离别，但是心里却不离别。
That we're separated in person, but not in thought.
在这段日子呢，我们看见神儿女与主的关系是更亲密。
Actually, we have noticed how our relationship with the Lord has become closer these days.
弟兄姐妹在爱中的连结反而更紧密。
And the bond in love among brothers and sisters are actually tighter.
虽然环境受到限制。
Yes, we are limited by the physical distance.
但是联络的范围更加的扩大。
Yet the scope of our fellowship increased.
有人讲说，就算这次疫情过去了。
And some made a comment by saying, even after the pandemic is over,
很多事情回不去了。
And a lot of the condition cannot be restored like before.
是我们说是回不去了。
Yes, we say, yeah, we cannot completely restore to before.
但是我们需要更加的超越。
What we need to do is we can surpass before.
叫主在这段不容易的过程当中。
So in this difficult time,
让他做人手所不能做的工作。
Our Lord can do something that's not done by man's hand but God's hand.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌。
We want to sing a hymn together.
主恩典够用。
That His grace is enough.
那这首诗歌是有一位年轻的原住民弟兄他所做的。
And this is written by a native tribe person.
在这边讲到说，当我受特殊试炼和痛苦的时候
，It says here, whenever I suffered in great deal,
主耶稣就告诉我恩典够用。
Jesus said to me, My grace is enough for you.
每当我灰心失望、完全无助的时候
，Whenever I was discouraged, feeling helpless,
主耶稣就告诉我恩典够用。
Jesus said to me, My grace is enough for you.
今天无论我们在怎么样的环境
，So it doesn't matter what kind of circumstance we are in.
主在告诉我们他的恩典够我们用。
Jesus is telling us that His grace is enough for us.
Oh,
感谢主，在百般的试炼中，我们能够有大的喜乐。
We thank the Lord, He enables us to rejoice greatly even in great tribulation.
因为主告诉我们他的恩典够我们用。
And He always tells us that His grace is enough for us.
我们也来经历他够用的恩典。
So that we can experience His sufficient grace.
我们一起读一段的圣经。
Let's read a passage together.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章第四节和第五节。
First Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 4 and 5.
我们先读中文，然后我们读英文。
We'll read the passage in Chinese first, then in English.
我们在你们那里的时候，预先告诉你们，我们必受患难，以后果然应验了。你们也知道，为此我既不能再忍，就打发人去。要晓得你们的信心如何，恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。
In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted, and it turned out that way, as you well know. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter might have tempted you and our efforts might have been useless.
保罗他不愿意弟兄姐妹们受到患难而摇动。
And Paul didn't want brothers or sisters to be shaken because of the trials.
所以他说免得你们受到猪般的患难而摇动。
So he said, I'm afraid you'll be shaken or moved.Through all kinds of troubles.
仇敌常常用两个方面，他来攻击神的儿女。
And devil used two aspects to attack children of God.
这段圣经里面讲到患难，他也讲到诱惑。
In this particular passage, it talks about tribulation and temptation.
他用患难来试炼，想要来摇动神的儿女。
And many times, devil tried to shake us through tribulation or sufferings.
是神许可。这些患难临到儿女们的身上。
However, these are the things that God has permitted.
但是神有一个更高的目的。
With a higher purpose.
撒旦来是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
When devil comes, his sole purpose is to steal, to kill, and to destroy us.
他要我们摇动。
He wants us to shake.
但是神要我们经过了患难试炼。
Yet for God, he wants to go through these tribulations and difficulties.
我们的生命更加的坚固。
So that our life can be strengthened.
那撒旦呢，有的时候他用患难威逼不成，他用诱惑的手段。
If Satan failed to attack us through tribulations, He has another strategy, which is through temptation.
他叫我们因着暂时的安乐。
And he will lure us into the temporary complacency.
但是失去了永远的祝福。
But the end result is that we lose the everlasting blessing from God.
神要我们看见这些患难是自战自清的。
And God wants us to understand all these sufferings is just temporary and light.
他叫我们得着那永远荣耀的。
And this suffering will achieve for us something that's eternal and glorious.
早前我们讲到患难和诱惑。
And this morning we'd like to talk about tribulations and temptations.
第一个要认识如何超越患难。
And we need to learn how to surpass tribulations.
那第二个呢，我们要一起来学习，一起来看见怎么样胜过诱惑。
And on the other hand, we also want to learn how to overcome temptations.
超越患难。
Surpassing tribulations.
首先我们看见患难中有平安。
Then we must first see there's peace in tribulation.
主耶在约翰福音十六章三十三节。
In John chapter 16 verse 33 says.
主将这些事告诉你们。
I have told you these things.
主说是要叫你们在我里面有平安。
So that in me you may have peace.
在世上你们有苦难。
And in this world you will have troubles.
但是你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
But take heart, because I have overcome the world.
主告诉我们，在世界上我们是有苦难。
He has told us that indeed we will have trouble in this world.
他并没有应许我们信了耶稣以后我们就不再受到苦难。
And Jesus never guaranteed smooth ride after we believe in him.
但是主告诉我们，他 已经胜了这个世界。
Yet he also promised that he has overcome this world.
他说我们可以放心。
So he said, take heart.
有一个平安是真正的平安。
A true peace is available.
是超越所有的环境。
That surpasses all circumstances.
主把他的平安留给我们。
And that is his peace that he has left for us.
弟兄姐妹，我们无论环境如何。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, it really doesn't matter in what situation.
我们要看见主他已经胜过了这个世界。
We have to see that the fact is that our Lord has overcome the world.
他把他自己赐给我们。
And he has given to us himself.
他说我把我的平安赐给你们。
He said, my peace, I give it to you.
我们感谢主。
And so we thank him for that.
在有一次一个绘画的比赛。
And there was this art competition, drawing competition.
他们一个主题。
And there's this theme.
是讲到你要表达出什么才是平安。
Is to describe genuine peace.
那所以每个人就照着自己的想法，然后他们来发挥。
Therefore, all the participants just create their own drawing according to the theme.
当然有很多描写那个平静的湖面。
Some people draw a very peaceful lake.
那真的是很美的一个光景。
It's just very serene and beautiful.
那有些描写到一些安居乐业，这些人他们是非常非常的好像很平安的。
And some may draw a peaceful living environment.
那这也是人所羡慕的。
Also, that's the situation most people envy.
那最后哪一幅画得奖了呢？
But which drawing won the prize?
是有一幅画，他画一个情景。
And it was like this.
是在一个很大的瀑布的下面。
It's by a huge waterfall.
那有一个小树，有一个树枝。
And there is a branch sticking out from a tree.
那在这个树枝上有一个鸟巢。
And on this little branch was sits a bird nest.
那一只母鸟，它的翅膀遮盖着两只小鸟。
And you saw a mother bird whose wings are covering her baby birds.
那只有两个小小的头露出来。
Only the heads of the little birds were showing in the picture.
旁边是这么大的瀑布的水。
And right by them was this huge waterfall.
但是在那个图画里面显示出一个真正的平安。
Yeah, you can really feel a genuine peace in that drawing.
弟兄姐妹，在患难中有平安。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, true peace in the time of trouble.
因为我们已经在主的里面。
Because you and I are in the Lord.
主已经胜过了这个世界。
He has overcome this world.
那第二个，我们看见患难中有信心。
And secondly, we can find joy in tribulation.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第三节和第四节。
And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3 and 4 says,
他讲到说，弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神。
So we are always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters.
这本是合宜的。
And rightly so.
因你们的信心格外增长。
Because your faith is growing more and more.
并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。
And the love all of you have for one another is increasing.
甚至我们在神的各教会里为你们夸口。
Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about you.
都因你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中仍旧存忍耐和信心。
We boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring.
他们在一切的逼迫患难的当中。
And in all the persecution and sufferings,
他们仍然存着忍耐和信心。
And they are still maintaining their perseverance and their faith.
这个信心何等的重要。
Faith is so critical.
信是所望之事的实底。
Faith is the substance of the things we hope for.
是未见之事的确据。
And assurance of things that we haven't seen.
今天我们若里面有真的看见。
And if we truly see it from within.
看见那个永远的。
See the things eternal.
看见那个不朽坏的。
See the things that last forever.
看见在我们的里面的主。
And see the Lord that abides in us.
我们就能够超越我们的环境。
They will be able to surpass our current situation.
在彼得前书第一章第六节，他讲到你们是有大喜乐。
And in 1 Peter, it says, you have great joy.
他说你们在百般的试炼中是暂时的忧愁。
And you are just falling into temporary suffering in this great trial.
但是今天信心让我们看见。
And with faith we can see it.
这个忧愁是暂时的。
This sorrow is temporary.
我们看见神他正在炼净我们。
Because we know we are in the process of being refined by our God.
正在做最荣耀的工作。
He is doing something so glorious.
我们就愿意匍匐在主的面前。
Therefore, we are willing to surrender and bow before Him.
他讲到说，好像那一个金子经过火一样的试炼。
And He said, you will be just like the gold that is perished after being refined.
今天神正在我们身上来做炼金的工作。
In the same way, God is refining us.
经过高温，然后呢，我们看见金子融化了。
Through high temperature, we see the gold melt.
然后能够把渣滓能够除掉。
And all the debris can be got rid of.
一次一次的炼金。
And time after time of refining.
他讲到说信心被试验。
It says that your faith is proven genuine.
他说比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。
Therefore, you will be of greater worth than gold, which perishes even after being refined.
求主保守我们的信心。
Therefore, we ask the Lord to maintain our faith.
在患难中有信心。
So that we can maintain our faith in tribulation.
第三个，我们看见患难中有喜乐。
Thirdly, we can experience joy in tribulation.
在帖前一章六节和第七节。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 6 and 7.
并且你们在大患难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。领受真道就效法我们，也效法了主。
That you have become imitators of us and of the Lord, in spite of severe suffering, you welcome the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit.
他讲到在大患难中，他们蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
He says, in spite of severe suffering, they welcome the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit.
我们看见这一个患难年，保罗他们在那里服侍。
And even Paul, when he served there,
在一个短短的时间当中
in a very short period of time,
他就引起这些不信的犹太人他们心里嫉妒。
His services caused jealousy of those Jews who did not believe.
他们招聚了这些市井匪类。
So they rounded up all the bad characters in the marketplace.
他们一起真的是要来逼迫这些传福音的人。
And together they tried to persecute those gospel preachers.
喜乐是圣灵所赐的果子。
And you see, joy is the fruit of the Spirit.
我们怎么样在患难中能够欢欢喜喜的？
And how can we still rejoice in time of trouble?
在落在百般试炼中，仍有大的喜乐。
And can still have this great joy in all kinds of trials.
弟兄姐妹，这不是我们天然人能够做到的。
Brothers and sisters, this definitely is not relying our natural strength.
没有一个人喜欢患难的。
Nobody likes sufferings.
神他也没有降灾祸的一念。
And as for our God, He doesn't want to put disaster over our head.
他是赐恩的意念。
Instead, He wants to bless us.
我们若认识我们的主。
If we truly know our God.
今天我们来到他的面前。
Then so when we come to Him today.
说他是主啊，你是我的主。
We can say, Lord,You are my Lord.
你是我的神。
And you are my God.
我的好处不在你以外。
Aside from you, I don't have benefit.
当我们真的是与主来相会。
So when we really encounter him like that.
我们里面有一个喜乐。
Then we all have a joy from within.
是说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
It's an inexpressible but full of glory.
在患难中大有喜乐。
Therefore, we can have great joy in the time of severe persecution.
所以我们看见保罗、希拉他们在内监里面。
And we saw how in those dungeon, Paul and Silas,
他们脚上上了那个木狗。
And their feet were put on stocks.
就在这样的一个患难当中。
And even in that kind of severe persecution,
保罗希拉唱诗祷告赞美神。
Paul and Silas were able to sing praises to God.
环境不能夺去他们里面的喜乐。
The outward environment cannot take away their inner joy.
不能停止他们向着神的赞美。
And neither could it hinder their praises to the Lord.
第四个，我们讲到患难中有恩典。
Fourthly, we can find grace in tribulation.
零后第八章第一节和第二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 and 2, it says,
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们。
And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given to the Macedonian churches.
就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐。
Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
And in extreme poverty, welled up in rich generosity.
这是马其顿众教会他们所蒙的恩。
And this is the grace experienced by Macedonian churches.
马其顿是在希腊北部一带的地方。
Macedonia is located in the northern part of Greece.
腓立比教会、铁上人家教会都是属于在马其顿这个地点。
Therefore, the Church of Philippi and the Church of Thessalonica both located in this region.
他们怎么样在患难受大试炼的时候仍有满足的快乐？
How they, out of most severe trials, they have overflowing joy.
这边告诉我们一个秘诀。
And here tells us a secret of their joy.
他们在极穷之间仍然显出乐捐的厚恩。
How they welled up in rich generosity in their extreme poverty.
我想保罗知道他们处境非常的困难。
Paul knew clearly how they were.
所以保罗没有向他们提要周济的事情。
Therefore, he never mentioned to them about the financial donation.
但是马其顿众教会他们是再三的求保罗。
Yeah, these churches in Macedonia begged Paul repeatedly.
让他们在乐捐这样的一个恩情上，他们能够一同有份的。
So that they can participate or take part in the giving to the church.
他们摆上还不是为着他们自己的教会。
And those giving is not for their own churches.
他们为着耶路撒冷那边的穷人。
But the poor saints in Jerusalem.
走在这样的一个患难当中
and in their severe suffering,
格外显出乐捐的厚恩
what they manifest is this rich generosity
那这样的一个恩典
and that kind of grace
今天是神恩待我们他赐给我们
is through God
让我们能够真的经历到在大患难中仍有满足的快乐
so that we can experience overflowing joy in the severe time of trial
有一次何硕恩教士他有一个很大的需要他需要150块
and one time the minister Margaret Barber had a very big need she needed $150
那一天礼拜六他仍然出去做工
and it was a Saturday so she went out to work as usual
他所有剩下的在他口袋就剩下一块钱。
All she had in her pocket was $1. That's all she had.
那天他遇到了一个乞丐。
And she ran into a beggar on the street.
他有感动要给一些钱给这个乞丐。
And she felt prompted to give to this beggar.
所以他想说我只剩下一块钱。
She figured I only have a dollar left.
我换一些零钱来给他。
I need to make some changes so that I can share with this beggar.
但是主告诉他
But the Lord told her
全部给他
Give it all to the beggar
我们的姊妹她也犹豫了好一会儿
And our dear sister hesitated a little bit
她走来走去的
She went back and forth
那最后呢她答应主向她的一个要求
And at the end she surrendered and obeyed the instruction of the Lord
她把那一块钱给出去了
and gave that dollar to the beggar
他讲到说当他把那个给出去的时候
she described her feeling when she gave out the last dollar
因着顺服好像把所有的他给出去了
she gave it all she had out because of submission to the Lord
像他里面那个重担也就释放了
and while she did that the heavy burden she had previously suddenly was released
到了下个礼拜一潘汤弟兄他有感动他神也让他感受到说哦我们的何硕恩教士他有一个需要所以他就垫汇了150块钱
Interesting, a brother in a faraway place felt prompted by the Lord so he wired to our sister $150 in the following week
弟兄姐妹在患难当中
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in severe tribulation,
我们有平安
We can have peace.
在患难当中我们有信心
We can have faith.
在患难当中我们有喜乐
And we can have joy.
在患难中我们有恩典
In the same way, we can have grace.
这个叫我们能够超越所有的患难
And so that we can surpass the difficulty and sufferings.
那下面我们要一起来分享到诱惑
And next thing we want to share with you is to overcome temptation.
我们怎么样胜过诱惑
How we can overcome temptations.
仇敌除了用患难来攻击神的儿女
In addition to attack children of God through tribulation.
常常他用诱惑来攻击
Devil often attack us through temptation.
我们下面一起来分享如何胜过诱惑
So the next thing we want to share with you is to how to overcome temptation.
第一个点我们看见主凡事他也受过试探。
First of all, we need to understand that our Lord has been tempted in every way.
在希伯来书第四章第十五节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 says,
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样只是他没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin.
主为我们道成肉身来到地上。
Our Lord was that word became flesh for us.
站在人的地位。
He took the position as a man.
他能够进入我们所有的感觉。
Therefore, he understands our feelings.
他这边讲说他也凡事受过试探。
Therefore, he says he has been tempted in every way.
主他受过试探。
Our Lord has been tempted.
但是他没有犯罪。
Yet, he did not sin.
主耶稣得胜了。
The Lord overcame.
今天他把这个得胜的生命赐给我们。
And then he has given to us this victorious life.
犯罪的是魔鬼。
And those who sin is the devil.
但是我们知道神的儿子显现出来。
But we all know the Son of God has appeared.
是要除灭魔鬼一切的作为。
In order to destroy the devil's work.
他显现出来除灭魔鬼一切的作为。
The Son of God appears to destroy the devil's work.
我们的主已经得胜了。
Our Lord has won the victory.
今天他把一个得胜的地位赐给我们。
And he has given to us his victorious position.
所以当我们在祷告的时候
Therefore when we pray.
我们依照我们所处的环境
And we may in a different situation.
我们能够宣告主的得胜。
According to our situation, we can proclaim his victory.
如果我们发现魔鬼仇敌在我们的里面
And if we discover devil is building up inside of us,
我们说主你已经胜过了仇敌。
Then we proclaim that Lord, you have overcome the devil.
主你显现除灭魔鬼一切的作为。
And the reason why you appear was to destroy its work.
如果魔鬼的工作在我们的家里面。
And if we notice that work of the devil is in our family,
我们祷告主显现。
Then we will pray that Lord, you appear.
除灭魔鬼的作为。
To destroy the work of the devil.
有时候魔鬼仇敌好像在神儿女的中间兴风作浪。
And sometimes devil works among children of God.
我们在这里宣告主的得胜。
Therefore, we need to proclaim the victory of the Lord.
神儿子显现出来要除灭魔鬼一切的作为。
When the Son of God appears, he will destroy all the work of the devil.
我们可以这样子来呼求，来祷告。
And this is how we pray. This is how we cry out.
那第二个点我们看见要存一清洁的心。
Secondly, we need to have this sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
在林后十一章第三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3 says.
这边说，我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
It says, but I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
神的旨意是要我们成为圣洁，远避淫行。
And God's purpose to that make us holy away from all the wrongdoing.
撒旦要来诱惑我们。
But Satan's purpose is come to lure us back into it.
像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
Just like how he lured Eve into his cunning.
但是神要我们有一个纯一清洁的心。
But God wants us to keep this pure and devotion to him.
所以我们就看见在这样的一个世代的里面。
And look around in this wicked generation.
到处都是撒旦的诡计
and it's his deceitful deeds everywhere.
用各样的方式来引诱人
devil tried to lure us in every way.
今天我们认识到说靠着我们自己我们没有办法胜过
and we realize that we cannot overcome by our own strength.
我们也不要相信我天然的人我能够胜过这些诱惑
and don't put confidence in your own strength thinking you can overcome all the temptations.
我们家买过很多的这个不粘锅
and、we have a lot of pots and pans or non-sticky ones
那我们知道说买的时候他说你不要用那个铁铲子
and we all know the written instruction is do not use any metal utensils
那我们也说好那我们知道了
and we understand the instructions
那要用的时候呢很多时候还是会用到铁的用具
yetUnfortunately, when we cook, sometimes we still use metal utensils.
但是总是告诉自己我会很小心的，没问题的。
But we will also caution ourselves, be careful, don't scratch it.
但是好多这些用具啊，到最后就丢掉了，因为它上面很多的刮痕。
But after a period of time, we have to throw those pots or pans away because they are full of scratches.
我们知道不能这样子。
We clearly know that don't use metal utensils.
但是我们也晓得说。我小心一点
and we also caution ourselves to be careful
但是面对撒旦的诱惑
yet when we face the temptation of Satan
不是靠你的小心你能够来胜过的
just being cautious does not do it
所以圣经告诉我们说你不是去好像试探他或者是来接受他的试探
And Bible never asks us to face the temptation face to face
然后我们是要远避
Instead, it wants us to flee away from it.
要逃躲哈。
To run away from temptation.
也不让撒旦有任何的机会。
So we don't leave any chance for Satan to attract us.
所以那个锅子，如果你就是不用铁的用具
，If you never use those metal utensils for the non-sticky pot,
它就不会这样刮的一痕一痕的。
You will not leave any scratch.
所以今天在这个时代的里面
，In this time.
我们知道撒旦用各样的诡计来诱惑
With all kinds of deceitfulness Satan tried to lure us
他目的是什么
Yes, only what is his purpose?
是要来破坏
Is to destroy us
要把我们属灵的生命破坏
Destroy our spiritual life
把我们的服事破坏
Destroy our service to God
他把家庭破坏
Destroy our families
所以我们里面有一个警醒
Therefore we have to be alertful
纯一清洁的心
to keep this pure devotion to the Lord
很多时候我们说弟兄服侍弟兄姐妹服侍姐妹
that's why we always say let brothers serve brothers and sister minister to the sisters
因为就是要避免撒旦的诡计
to avoid temptation from Satan
那有一些时候我们也看见
and many times we see
有的人依着一时的软弱
Sometimes because our weakness at the moment
或者一时的享乐
Or our enjoyment at the moment
但是带来一生的痛苦
What brought to us was a lifetime suffering
弟兄姐妹我们知道在末后的时代
Dear brothers and sisters In this end day
仇敌他用各样的诡计来诱惑
Devil is trying to attract us Tempt us with all kinds of deceitfulness
多少的罪恶在我们的思维
And we are surrounded by all kinds of sin.
人整个的道德观念是一直的往下。
The moral standard of this world is decreasing day by day.
求主保守我们一个纯一清洁的心。
So we ask the Lord to keep us this genuine and pure devotion for Him.
我们远离 撒旦他的诱惑。
So that we can be away from the temptation from Satan.
有人讲说，你不能防止一个飞鸟从你头上飞过。
And there's saying says you can avoid a bird flying over your head.
但是你能够不让它在你头上来筑它的窝。
But you can avoid or resist.The bird from building a nest over your head.
我们不让仇敌在我们身上有任何的地位。
Therefore, we will not yield even an inch to Satan.
那第三个，我们讲到相信宝血的全能。
Thirdly, we talk about the power of His precious blood.
在启示录十二章第十节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 10.
还有第十一节。
And 11.
他讲到说，我听见在天上有大声音说。我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了因为在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去
Verse 10 says Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命
They overcame him by the blood of the lamb and by the word of their testimony They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death
他讲到有一个叫做昼夜控告弟兄的
Here there is someone who accused before God day and night brothers
撒旦是昼夜控告弟兄的
Satan is an accuser who accuses us day and night.
多少时候当人软弱了
A lot of time when we are weak.
撒旦在里面来控告
Satan accuses us from within.
今天神要我们被圣灵来感动
And yet the Lord wants us to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵感动跟撒旦的控告它是很不一样的
The prompting of the Holy Spirit is very different from the accusation of Satan
当圣灵在我们光照在我们为自己的罪我们扑倒在神的面前
When the Holy Spirit convicts us or enlightens us from within we will bow and submit ourselves before the Lord
什么时候我们认罪悔改
Whenever we confess our sin and repent
当神儿女在那里流泪认罪祷告
And when we tearfully confess our sin and repent from that
我们与神是那样的亲近
And we become closer to God
但是撒旦的控告呢
Yet the accusation from the devil
叫我们惧怕来到神的面前
will cause us to have fear from coming to the Lord
叫我们放弃好像觉得说我都是不行的我是失败的
will cause us to give up and think I'm just a big failure
我哪有资格再来到神面前
and I'm not able to come to God again
我完了我不能再服侍了
I'm done with I can't serve him anymore
撒旦是那控告弟兄的
Satan is the accuser of brothers
但是今天圣灵他来光照
Yeah, on the contrary, when Holy Spirit come and enlighten us
在光中带着审判的能力
Yes, there's the power of judgment in His light
但是神所做的
Yeah, what God does
是叫我们愿意放下我们的自己
Is to help us to let go of our sinful self
承认我们的失败和软弱
Confess that I have failed, I am weak
他这边讲到弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血
Here says that brothers overcame him by the blood of the lamb
当撒旦在那里控告的时候
When Satan accuses us
今天羔羊的宝血是永远有能力的
The blood of the lamb is always effective
叫我们知道说羔羊的血今天已经遮盖我们洗净我们
And we know clearly the lamb his blood has cleansed us and covered us
我们若认自己的罪
If I confess with my mouth our sin
神是信实的是公义的
God is faithful and righteous
他要赦免我们的罪
He will forgive us of our sin
他洗净我们一切的不义
And cleanse us of our iniquities
使我们可以来到神的面前
So that we can come back to him
撒旦那么清楚知道我们的软弱我们的失败
Satan knows us very well He knows our weakness and our failures
但是神更知道我们的光景
And God knows us even more
今天他 感动我们。
When he prompt within our hearts.
什么时候开我们的眼睛，使得我们为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
When he open our inner eyes, yes, we will condemn ourselves for his sake, for his righteousness, for our sin, and for his judgment.
但是我们有一个很重要的点，需要回转到神的面前。
But the key point is, after doing that, we need to return to God.
我们承认我们的罪。
We acknowledge that I have sinned.
我们接受宝血的功效在我们身上。
And accept the effectiveness of His precious blood.
我们让圣灵他能够做神的工作。
Allowing the Holy Spirit to work deeper in us.
真实的认罪悔改。
A genuine confession
能够带来圣灵真实的工作
will bring the true work of the Holy Spirit.
所以靠着羔羊的宝血
Therefore, they overcame the devil through the blood of the Lamb.
还有自己所见证的道
And the word of their testimony.
第四个，我们看见不要轻易动心惊慌
The fourth point, do not become easily unsettled or alarmed.
帖撒尼迦后书第二章第二节说，我劝你们无论有灵有言语有冒我名的书信说主的日子现在到了不要轻易动心也不要惊慌
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 2 here says not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy report or letter supposed to have come from us saying that the day of the Lord has already come
第三节讲到说人不拘用什么法子你们总不要被他诱惑
Verse 3 says Don't let anyone deceive you in any way For that day will not come until the rebellion occurs
不要被他诱惑
Do not let anyone deceive you
那今天在这样的一个时代当中
And in time like this
我们也看见有好多好像是诱惑人的
And you do see a lot of people try to tempt us
有多少人在那里说哦这个日子那个时辰
Some may say you know this is the day and this is the hour
啊，这件事情要这样发生那件事情会代表什么意义
And this event is gonna occur and that event means something
但是主告诉我们那日子那时辰没有人知道
Yet the Lord has told us clearly that no one knows the day or the hour
我记得有一次参加一个聚会
I remember I went to this particular meeting one time
啊，那有一位牧师呢他特别就讲到在那段时间很多人在讲的叫做血月
And the pastor speaker said you know during that period of time it was a very popular topic blood moon
那他讲到说在什么时候会发生什么样的事情
And then they predicted that on certain day and certain things will occur
啊、讲的好像是这么的有把握
And they say that those interpretations seem to be very confident
那等到过了那个月好像什么事也没发生
But after that month passed by nothing happened
但是下一次我看见他就讲另外一件事情
And when I met with him the other time And he continued and he, by moving to the next subject
还是很多人非常的好奇
And a lot of people were still very curious about what he was sharing
但是我们在这里看到他说不要动心也不要惊慌
But here Paul says Do not be easily unsettled or alarmed
他让我们知道说是的在末后的时代有很多人他们会讲说主来的日子现在就到了主的日子到底是发生了什么样的情形
And a lot of people will predict that the day of the Lord is this day or that day
他们冒主的名
And they will come in the name of the Lord
他们冒讲到说有许多的虚假的事情
And they say a lot of things that's not true
在1907年有一个杂志是使徒信仰
And there's a magazine published in 1907 titled The Faith of Apostles
那有一位塞默弟兄他讲了一句话
A brother Simon says this
每一个经历都必须以圣经来衡量
He said we need to measure every experience according to the Bible
圣经本身就够精彩了
Bible itself is already very magnificent
圣经缄默的就让我们也保持缄默
Whatever things is silent Bible is silent about we should be silent about it
弟兄姐妹我们不要好奇这些圣经所没有的事情
So do not let your curiosity set on things that's not described in the Bible
不要让仇敌有机会来欺骗来诱惑神的儿女
And do not give devil any chance to tempt us
主没有让我们知道哪一个日子哪一个时辰主就要来了。
And the Lord doesn't want us to know on what day or at what hour he's coming.
他叫我们每一天都预备好。
So that we can be ready at all times.
在每一天我们都等候主他的回来。
And every time, every day and every hour we're waiting for his coming.
每一天都是主给我们的机会。
And every day is an opportunity from the Lord.
是的，外面有患难的环境。
Yes, we will have tribulation outwardly.
但是主告诉我们，他已经胜过了这个世界。
But the Lord has guaranteed us that he has overcome the world.
我们在主里面有平安。
So that we can have peace in the Lord.
主把他的喜乐赐给我们。
And also he has given unto us his own joy.
所以让我们在患难中有信心。
So that we can have our faith in time of trouble.
在患难当中有恩典。
Then we have grace in time of trouble.
叫我们经过了大的试炼，仍有满足的快乐。
So that we have this overflowing joy in the most severe trials.
仇敌在这个时代，他会来诱惑神的儿女。
And also, the devil tried to tempt us.
但主要我们不止超越患难，他叫我们能够胜过诱惑。
The Lord not only wants to surpass tribulation, but also overcome temptation.
他让我们真的是有一个纯一清洁的心。
He wants to maintain a sincere and pure devotion to Him.
主为我们，他已经凡事受过了试探。
And for our sake, He has been tempted in every way.
他胜过了试探。
And He has overcome.
他没有犯罪。
He did not sin.
今天他住在我们的里面。
And today He dwells inside of us.
是一个圣洁的主。
This holy Lord inside.
他也叫我们圣洁。
He is asking us to stay holy.
远避淫行。
Away from sexual immorality.
叫我们逃避这些诱惑的事情。
He wants us to flee away from temptations.
他叫我们认识到今天宝血永远有权能。
And he also wants to know there's always power in his blood.
撒旦他是控告人的。
Satan likes to accuse us.
但是我们在宝血的底下。
But under the coverage of his precious blood.
我们可以来到神的面前。
We can come to God.
是我们认罪悔改。
Yes, we confess our sin and repent from the wrongdoing.
宝血永远不失去它的功效。
And the Lord's precious blood will be always effective.
我们能够恢复与神和好的关系。
Then we can be reconciled with God.
圣灵能够在我们的里面做人手所不能做的工作。
And the Holy Spirit is able to do things that man cannot do.
这是神在我们身上的何等荣耀的心意，必定要成就。
And this is something so glorious and will be done according to God.
我们不接受仇敌的欺骗，他的诱惑。
We should resist and refuse to accept the lies from the devil.
他讲到真的是我们不要好奇在幕后所要发生的什么事情。
Don't be curious about the future events.
仇敌用这些来诱惑我们。
Sometimes the devil likes to lure us through these wrong saying and predictions.
他叫我们警醒等候主的再来。
And the Lord wants us to stay alertful until he comes back.
弟兄姐妹，每一天是我们的机会。
So every day is a chance.
在诗歌第464首。
In our hymn book 464.
每一天所度过每一时刻。
Says day by day and with each passing moment.
我获得力量胜过试炼。
Strength I find to meet my trials here.
我信靠我天父智慧计划。
Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment,
无理由在忧虑并挂念。
I have no cause for worry or for fear.
他心仁慈远超一切度量。
He whose heart is kind beyond all measure,
逐日赐我他手所量定。
Gives unto each day what he deems best.
忧或喜都显明他的慈爱。
Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure.
劳苦中荣主甘甜。
Mingling toil with peace and rest.
愿主保守我们。
May the Lord keep us.
在每一天每一个时刻。
Day by day and each passing moment.
我们从主得着力量来胜过试炼。
We receive strength from the Lord to meet with our trials.
叫我们今天能够超越所有的患难。
So that we can surpass our difficulties.
让我们能够胜过所有的诱惑。
And overcome all the temptations.
我们在主面前一起有点的祷告。
Let us pray together before our Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主你爱教会，为教会舍了你的自己。
For you love your church and you lay down your life for it.
在末后的时代，我们求主伸出大能的膀臂来护卫你的家，你的教会。
And in these end days, we ask that you stretch out your mighty arms to protect your house.
盗贼来要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Devil has come to steal, to destroy, and to kill.
用各样的患难试炼。
Through tribulations.
用各样的诱惑试探
and all kinds of temptations.
但是主你为我们已经胜了这个世界
But Lord we thank you for you have overcome the world for us.
你凡事受过试探但是你没有犯罪
And you were tempted in every way yet you did not sin.
哦主你是我们的主
You are our Lord.
负我们完全的责任
And you take full responsibility for us.
这是叫我们单单的来仰望我们的主
And therefore we look up to you solely these days.
求主你来保守你的家你的教会
Oh Lord come to protect your church your home
神的儿子显现出来要除灭魔鬼一切的作为
Because the Son of God appears to destroy the work of the devil
带你的儿女们超越所有的患难
Carry us through all the tribulations
带你的儿女们胜过所有的诱惑
Help us to overcome all the temptations
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen.
我们感谢主这些日子教我们能够用视频的方式在网上来相会
We are so thankful that we are able to meet with one another online these days
求主扩充我们的度量
And may the Lord expand our capacity
有一天我们真是和成人里面一同聚集一同来赞美来敬拜
Hopefully one day we can gather together to worship him
弟兄姐妹我们虽然面目离别但是我们心里却不离别
Dear brothers and sisters even though we cannot meet in person but not in our hearts
但是我们渴望很快我们和弟兄姐妹能够一起见面一起聚集
We long that we can meet with one another in person soon
愿主保守我们与我们同在
In the meantime, may the Lord keep us and with us
每一天所度过每一时刻我获得力量胜过试炼我心靠我天父智慧计划无理由再忧虑并挂念他竟然自愿超一切度量主日赐我他手所量力用我心都显明他的慈爱劳苦中相亲每时刻赐下殷勤怜悯每重担主甘愿背负安慰他名称为测试全能者主保护他儿女如同珍宝未成全只是名不少全你能力比像你日子一般说吃饱正喝甘甜每试炼都彰显救主恩主我只要心靠宝贵应许天安慰使我信心更坚定你声声话语成我供应每一次我遇见痛苦患难都愿重复手欢然接受每件事随时光如水逝去我要与主永同在每一天度过每一时刻我获得力量胜过试炼我心靠我天父智慧计划无理由再忧虑并挂念他竟然只愿操 一切度量，昨日赐我他数数量你，流火星都写明他的慈爱，劳苦中荣主。